Thank you, Dave, for being here. Okay. Are we all set? Yeah. Okay. We are now reconvened for the admin portion of the meeting. We have a couple items on consent. I move passage of those items.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Okay, so there aren't any discussion items listed, but do you guys have discussion items to add?
Just a scheduling item.
Scheduling item?
I don't know if this would be a discussion item or a scheduling item. Depends on your answer.
Depends. Okay.
At the last meeting, as I recall, there was a request kind of, I don't know where it actually started, but for us to meet with Game and Fish Department.
Yeah.
And we decided that the portfolio holder would start that out.
Right.
Subsequently, just my own conversation with Game and Fish at a breakfast run-in, he inquired about it. We're
moving forward with that.
Moving forward on that.
Yes.
But we're not ready to schedule anything.
For us?
For
no.
Us.
Okay. No, because I haven't met with them yet and staff, so we have to get that on the books.
Jim, didn't we set a date up for September 7th, and then we were planning on having a scheduling date before, prior to that?
I don't remember.
I don't think we set a date. I think we said that the portfolio holder would meet with them and schedule something.
Okay. Yeah, because we wanted to know what the concerns were. I mean,
yeah.
That's why I was going to schedule something.
Yeah, okay. No, we aren't, because I haven't met with them. We don't have anything, but we do have an informal that day that we could use for that. But we'll get after that.
Okay.
Let's see here. Anything else for you on scheduling?
No.
Okay. All right. So the one other discussion item I wanted to run by. So we worked pretty hard on this testimony, and it includes a lot of information that I think is valuable to other audiences that I can see a number of different avenues for. Are you guys interested in, like, one idea would be putting together a letter from all three of us and submitting that, you know, attaching that testimony and submitting it to, like, our state legislative committees that deal with these issues? That would be one idea. But there's other avenues that we might take to try to get folks talking about this issue. So when I left that hearing yesterday and thought about it on the way home, I left thinking, really, the only thing that's going to get the attention of leaders at that level is a big, huge crisis. And so we can wait for a big, huge crisis. But the other thing that, the other option is to just keep chipping away every chance we can to talk about this, because this is not a small deal, as we know. Like, it's a big concern, and we see it. It's right before us. So the other thought I had was trying to get other like-minded regulators in other states to sign on to a letter, maybe to the Senate Energy Committee, or, you know, something like that, just outlining some of the, emphasizing the reliability concerns and the speed of the retirements, and, you know, really honing in on those issues. We could come up with a template that we think might be tolerable for a large number of signers and try to get something like that going. So I just wanted to And you don't have to answer me right now. You can just even think about it. We can talk about it in a couple weeks at our next meeting, or we can schedule them. Yeah, it's probably be at our next meeting because next week I'm pretty much gone. So we, you know, maybe even at NARUC you can, there might be some avenues through NARUC that we could use as well. Get the, you know, some of the committees in NARUC could be interested in getting involved in that type of a thing. So what I'm, and there might be even a multiple things. So one would be, should we take this testimony and get it out? Should I just do that? Do you guys want to be part of that? That'd be question number one. The question number two is there any value to pursuing sort of a joint letter of concerned regulators to whoever it might be? Maybe it's FERC, maybe it's FERC and NERC, maybe it's FERC, NERC, and the Senate and House, you know, the President, who knows? But I think we see what's going on. They're not paying attention to it. They're, you know, charging down this road as if all this is possible on their time frame. And I just don't see any real downside of pursuing some kind of additional methods of trying to get people's attention on it. So if you want to think about that a bit, or if you want to just say, nah, it's a waste of our time, and I'll charge you it on my own, I'd fine with that as well.
Well, I don't think it's a waste of our time by any means. But I do want to think about it more. And this, it breaks my heart that I feel this way, but maybe it is a waste of time at the federal level.
Might be.
I don't know. But that's not the only place there is to go with it. I think your legislative idea is very good. Based on, and I was even thinking of this with your testimony yesterday, and sitting there thinking, like, we need to make this reach more ears. There's a lot of good points. I took a few notes. I didn't realize, oh, that's recorded. I can listen to it anytime. So I quit taking notes. But, you know, because there's specific points in there that are very useful. And at that moment in time, I wasn't even thinking about the legislative committee so much, but that's also a very good idea. But within the state, and I do like the idea of partnering up with some other states potentially too, but even within here, other agencies within the state, when the Department of Commerce or the governor's office or people, when they're out recruiting businesses, say, do they realize that there are times when recruiting a new business has a negative effect on the business that you have? Now, they do, I mean, it's their business. So they understand that with a Main Street kind of a business. But are they aware of how additional entrants into the electric market are affecting the traditional players in the world? I don't know that they do, and some of this information might be really, really useful to some other agencies within the state. So I think we need to give that some thought and prepare something.
Okay.
Because you're off to such a great start, it would be a shame to just drop it.
Well, yeah.
Point.
Yeah, I agree. I kind of like, right now where I'm at, kind of a two-point approach. Number one, within our state, what it means to have other partners sign on the letter, and, you know, those that get it.
Right.
You know, and then number two, look outside and other regulators and other people who are like-minded like us and come at it from different angles.
Right.
I think we need to keep going forward with this information and not rest and say we did our best.
Right.
Yep.
Okay. Victor, Jack, Adam, you guys have any thoughts at this point? Want to give it some thought? Okay. All right, so maybe add this to the agenda for the next admin discussion so we don't lose track of it.
I think it's important to keep it going.
Yeah.
at some speed, and so it doesn't lose any of the momentum.
I did get invited to speak and give a similar message to the next interim energy committee meeting, which is the last week in July. So that message came in just right before this meeting. So, you know, the legislature will, whoever's attending there will get, will hear that same type of thing, and we can tweak it too so that it covers additional ideas if you guys want. But so that's already out there. But again, it's like a message that just needs to be repeated in multiple venues as much as possible, I think. So, all right, that's that for discussion. What else? Scheduling. Work session, and then we should do the Excel case. Any other items for scheduling?
I do have one to add for discussion.
For scheduling or
for
discussion?
For scheduling, I apologize. It's the possibility of upcoming in case regarding Ms. Eisenbeiss.
Oh, okay. Eisenbeiss case. Potential. Is that time sensitive, Jack?
It is time sensitive, and we've it was brought to my attention that we anticipate a filing in the first week of August, so we tend to file that hearing within 30 days.
Okay.
So I was hoping to get a day set aside for the three of you to have a hearing.
Okay,
and then
in August.
By probably September 1st.
And because of that weird legal time thing where we need to notice a meeting, which means we can't just make it the next day, but we only have so many days to do it. This is really time sensitive.
So is there a minimum amount of time? Like, we have to schedule after a certain date, you think? Or what's the window that we're looking at?
So the window is optimal. Enough time to allow us to publish a couple times, as well as, but the way the law provides this, it'll be scheduled within 30 days. No. This is that one weird one where in the past we've interpreted, you could say we scheduled it within the 30 days for outside of 30 days, mm-hmm. but out of abundance of caution, the commission has always held that hearing within 30 days. And so, especially since this is a little bit of a different jurisdiction.
Do you want to, so what are you, what dates are you looking at, September 1st, or are you thinking this?
The September 1st or the few days leading up to it.
Okay. Let's see. So the 29th and 30th. That whole week is pretty open on my calendar. I don't know if you have SPP stuff, Randy. Sometimes I get suspicious when my calendar's open, if that's why.
Well.
But we... We
so
also
on,
have our
on
summer
the 31st, on. Looks a little hectic. Well, we could do the morning.
Is it just going to be a morning?
It's hard to say. I think we probably should set aside the whole day.
But since I'm not sure, there might be some staff that have some things going on that day. So if it sounds like our calendars are all kind of clear that week, why don't we just pick a different date?
Yeah,
Wednesday.
I'm fine with any of those days. The 29th, 30th.
Monday or Tuesday. The 29th or 30th work for me.
The 30th?
Actually.
Oh. When's your meeting that you just got?
Oh, August. Right? August, yeah. That's July.
Okay.
So, August 30th, did you guys say, or the 20th? Let's say I'm good with trivia.
Yep, or the 29th works. I will say going back to the previous Friday, the 26th works.
Exactly. Ideally, we'd have a couple days, because even though he let us know this the first week of August, if he does it at the end of the first week of August with publication requirements and so forth, it might not be, there may not be a perfect fit there. So I was kind of hoping to get maybe the 30th, maybe Friday the 2nd, if there's some availability, and maybe the following Monday or Tuesday or something like that, if I can get a range of three days.
Labor Day is Monday.
Why don't we go with the 30th?
Let's say the 30th and the 1st, just to block it off.
Okay. Is there one day of the following week we might be able to put down two? Because we also have to get the ALJ on this one as well.
The 6th?
Okay.
Would it work for me? Does it work for you guys after Labor Day?
Sounds good. So
the 6th works for me, yes.
Okay. So you've got the 30th, the 1st, and the 6th as options, and you'll just tentatively hold those, Pamela.
That's perfect. Thank you.
All right.
What were they again? I'm just going to write them down until we get something scheduled. So I say them all. The 30th, the what, and the 6th?
September 1st and the September 6th.
Got it.
Okay. Now, Excel rate case. Remind me where we're at.
So we had the work session. There were a couple of additional issues that we were going to give you guys a memorandum on. I think we'll probably be able to get that to you by Monday. Monday. And so if you'd like to be ready for a subsequent discussion by the end of next week, we would probably, advisory staff would probably be available and ready.
And I'm out all next week, so it would probably have to be the week after that. Let's see here. So we're looking at the week of the 25th. Are you guys around now?
Not the 25th or 26th.
Okay.
And the 27th is a meeting day.
The 28th I am. I have open on the 28th.
Me too.
I'm open that morning, so, yeah, should we say 10 o'clock? And maybe we'll use that for a work session on Bowman Wind, too. We do it back-to-back. Does that work?
Did you say the 25th?
8th.
Okay, sorry.
Is that a problem?
Nope. I heard the 25th, and I was like, that does not work.
Sorry, I have different issues with Bowman Wind.
Oh, scheduling?
Yeah.
A work session?
Yeah.
You mean, what do you mean, you don't want to schedule a work session, or?
Yes, when you were talking about doing them both that day, I'm saying on the 20th I'm fine with doing the Excel one.
Okay.
That's like a year old already, and it's a huge binder. It takes, I don't remember all the details of that hearing. I need a lot of refresher on that. We just had a hearing at a different wind farm that, to me, is more timely. I guess I would like to tackle Badger Wind first and then do Bowman Wind.
Okay. But what was the time? Were we waiting for things on Badger Wind?
I think there were a few late files we're waiting for the company. Or from the company, in addition to their proposed findings. We could certainly meet if you'd like to have a discussion about it in general.
But the timing of the proposed findings wasn't a real long time. I think we have time to address one and then go back and keep them separate and.
Yeah, and I don't disagree. In fact, the reason why that Bowman Wind, I think the idea of the work session is to refresh our memories through the work session because it has been so long. And so I think that, and Sherry wasn't even in that work session or in that hearing. So I'm the same, and I want to be able to, you know, have some time with staff to go through that case during the work session.
So I guess I would be in favor of at least getting our initial work session and see if there's a general agreement or if there seems to be a pretty clear direction on Badger Wind.
Okay.
And then setting something up and dealing with Bowman Wind.
All right. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with using the Badger Wind, but can't we set up the Bowman Wind anyway right now just to get it scheduled on the books?
Well, if it's out there a ways, but I just want to make sure we get one done.
Yeah, well, I agree, but we've got a lot of things going on right now with the XL case, and I mean, you know, we have to be able to juggle a few of them.
K-
Can we look at the week of August 1st for Badger?
Badger, I think we'll do, if you, I'm fine with Badger, Randy's suggestion of Badger earlier. Can we do it right with that Excel one? Or is that too much? Or the next day?
I'm out the 29th.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot there with, I mean, NARIC is next week and SPP's the first half of that second week. So I guess if we could get it.
Just do exit.
A few more days after the 28th.
Okay. All right, so the next week. Make sure it's adjusted. Okay, so we're looking at the week of the 1st for Badger.
I'm open almost any. Well, we have something scheduled Thursday afternoon.
And then Wednesday, we're in Fargo.
Yep.
So what about Monday or Tuesday of that week for Badger?
So the 1st and 2nd?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, those are great.
So we're just the afternoon of the 1st?
Sounds good.
Okay. All right.
How long are we scheduling them?
That'll be an hour, don't you think?
Yeah.
Imagine 1:30 on the 1st.
Okay.
Okay. Got that? And then what if we looked at the week of the 15th of August for Badger, for Bowman, sorry.
The 18th would work.
No, I'm out.
Are you out the 19th, do you
know? Nope, I should be back.
With the morning of the 19th.
I'm trying to figure out what this, there's something on here.
The 16th, you guys are out.
Okay, I know what this is, and it's in the afternoon. The 19th, was that your question?
Yeah.
Right? I'm available in the morning.
Yeah, I am too. Is the 16th a possibility, though? Tuesday the 16th?
The afternoon would work better for me on the 16th.
That's a tough one for me. Would the 19th work?
Yeah.
Yep, the 19th will work in the morning.
Okay, 9?
Anytime in the morning is fine with me.
Okay.
7?
Yep, that's fine.
You guys don't like staff.
9.
We 9 a.m. on 19th.
We love staff. You're just waiting for your reaction, Commissioner.
I'm looking out for the staff.
Staff appreciates it.
Let's see. So that's Bowman. August 19th at 9 a.m. Does that work? Is that all right?
Yeah, that works. Yeah.
Okay. Have we been hearing anything from the company on this one?
Yes, they're going to be filing their proposed findings tomorrow. They plan on moving 2 turbines as well as the battery storage device.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
They've already received their county use permit from Bowman County.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. We're on. We've got a plan.
A lot going on.
A good plan.
Yeah, hopefully it is a good plan. Okay. Anything else? Nothing? We're adjourned. Oops.